Yeah, we carry a waterfowl, which is duck.
The front counter at Haynes Home Building Supply has a steady stream of customers on a weekday afternoon. Employee Robert Adams talks to a customer about his dog food options.
Usually they're 28 to 30 pounds and are $51.99.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Okay. A little bit better than on the internet.
Oh, well.
Then we have it.
Yeah.
Store manager Glenda Gilbert said that having items on hand is what has kept the hardware and building supply store in business for the last half century and counting.
My mom and dad started the business 51 years ago. Almost, well, 52 now, 1968.
The two-story building is crowded with neatly organized products, from power tools to ladders. Gilbert keeps a two-week supply of goods in stock in case of shipping delays, and the store is open 360 days a year. But even so, Gilbert said they lose business to online retailers.
I feel like Amazon and internet sales are affecting our sales, but I'm hoping that, you know, through the chamber and other sort, you know, encouragement, that local people will look at, you know, the local businesses first before they go on the internet.
That trickle of sales into internet outlets rather than local stores is part of why the Haynesboro has been proactive about adopting the Alaska Remote Sellers Sales Tax Code to enforce local sales tax collection on online purchases. The other part is the sales tax revenue. Currently, only a handful of online retailers pay taxes to Haynes. But that handful accounted for about $70,000 in tax revenue last year. If the assembly adopts the code, all online retailers who do a certain amount of business in the state must pay local sales taxes. That's because it puts the borough in compliance with a Supreme Court ruling, South Dakota versus Wayfair, that says so, as long as it doesn't cause undue burden to the seller.
You can't have 106 different tax structures in a state and not cause undue burden to remote sellers.
Nils Andreessen is the executive director of the Alaska Municipal League, or AML. He says undue burden is the rub for Alaska because there's no statewide sales tax. Instead, each community has its own tax code. Textbook undue burden.
So the benefit to participating in the commission is that the commission meets Wayfair's guidelines. And the only way to see and be able to enforce compliance with your sales tax rates, with your sales tax code, is by joining the commission.
The commission creates a one-stop shop for online sellers to register and pay taxes. The Haynesboro would pay a fee to participate in the commission and some initial software investment costs. But the borough estimates they could double or even triple the amount of online sales tax they collect. The extra income is a boost for the community, but the real intent is to stop giving a 5.5% cost advantage to online purchases. The assembly could choose not to adopt the code. Skagway has opted not to participate this year. Mayor Andrew Cremata says that's a strategic decision. The municipality will see how places like Haynes fare before joining. Back at Haynes Home, Gilbert said she hopes the new code will bring some sales back to the store. But she's confident that Haynes Home is still relevant in the age of online shopping.
You know, in a snowstorm, we're here, we're open, and if you need a snow shovel, we're here. You're not going to be able to go out to the airport and pick up your snow shovel because the planes didn't fly.
If the assembly passes the remote seller's sales tax code on Tuesday, remote sellers will have 30 days to come into compliance and begin paying taxes to the borough. Haynes could see new tax revenue as soon as April. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.